So many people have the mindset of, I will enjoy life when I go on vacation, when I retire, when the kids are older, and so on. But God wants you to enjoy your life now, not when. Enjoy this teaching on ways you can make every day better. And later I'll answer some of your questions on this topic. We need to stop saying, I'll be glad when, and get glad now. Amen. Now, I'm very serious about what I'm saying. I've spent so many years not enjoying my life. I never got to be a child. My dad started abusing me when I was very young, and we lived in a total atmosphere of fear. And I just basically had my childhood stolen. So as an adult, I did not have a healthy child in me. And I think that we need that. I don't care how old you are. You need to have some childlikeness in your life. And there was such a vast difference between Dave and I because he seemed to be able to enjoy everything that he did, even if a lot of it was at my expense. But I was so intense about everything because I grew up just trying to survive every day. And see, it took me a long time in my life. Now listen up, it took me a long time in my life that Jesus died so we could enjoy every aspect of our lives. And a lot of it is a mindset. It's just like, I mean, a lot of people just automatically think, well, they couldn't possibly enjoy going to work. They couldn't possibly enjoy cleaning the house or cutting the grass or changing the oil in the car or going to the grocery store. But I tell you what, you can enjoy whatever you decide to enjoy. Because the point is number one, the number one goal in our life, matter of fact, a great woman of God who lived in the 1600s named Madame Guyon said that the high call on our life is to learn to enjoy God. Come on. Not even just to serve God, but to enjoy God. And to enjoy God, you got to be comfortable with God. Amen? Not afraid of Him or feeling like every time you make a wrong move, He's going to punish you, but to enjoy God. And the way that you can enjoy everything you do, whatever it is if you do it with and for God. Amen? Now, come on, I'm trying to help you enjoy your life a little more. Now, secondly, if you want to enjoy your life, you got to enjoy yourself. That went over good. I said this yesterday morning, but I feel compelled to say it again this morning. I think a lot of people just, they don't pay any attention to what kind of relationship they have with themselves. So how do you feel about yourself? Do you like yourself? Do you love yourself in a balanced way? Do you appreciate the gifts that God has given you? How much time do you waste comparing yourself to other people? Do you only think about what's wrong with you? Or do you ever sit and think, you know, I'm good at this, I'm good at this, God's gifted me at this. Learn how to enjoy yourself because God enjoys you. Amen? Now here we go. Enjoy the people in your life. And I realize there are people that are hard to be around. I'm not talking about the people that annoy you at work and that kind of stuff. I'm talking about, if you're married, enjoy the person you're married to. And the only way you're going to be able to do that is if you stop focusing on everything that's wrong with them. And you actually purposely think about the things that are a blessing to you. I've actually sat down and made a list of things that I really, really, really like about Dave. Well, I spent the first 20 years of our marriage only thinking about what I didn't like and what I wanted to see God change in him so I could be happy. All right, now I'm going to say something important. Stop giving somebody else the responsibility for your joy. That was worth your trip. And even when you get married, don't get married with the expectation, now, you're supposed to keep me happy. Because that may happen sometimes, but sometimes it may not happen. And so you need to make a decision to be happy and live your life to make somebody else happy, and then God will take care of your joy. Amen. In every relationship, there's going to be things that you don't like. And if you focus on those things, then you will miss the things that you do like. Amen. And when you talk to your friends and other people, don't talk about the people in your life. Don't talk about everything you don't like. Well, well, I wish, you know, wishing is a total waste of time. It's just completely useless. Take what you've got in life and kick the devil in the behind. And let God teach you how to enjoy what you have. Now, that doesn't mean that people don't need changing. That doesn't mean that there's not things that we don't like. We've all got things that we don't like. I'm talking about not focusing on them. Because what we focus on is what becomes larger and larger and larger. Do you know that a lot of people end up getting divorces simply because all they focus on is what they don't like about the person they're married to? Amen. I was talking to a lady in another state a few months ago, and she had a couple of teenage kids, and her and her husband had gotten a divorce, and it really had the kids all messed up, and the lady was having all kinds of problems, and she recognized me from being on TV. I was in a hotel, and so, you know, she asked if she could talk to me, and so I sat down with her for a few minutes, and I said, so, can you tell me, you know, why did you guys get a divorce? I'm thinking there must have been some huge problem here. And she said, well, you know, we're just incompatible. And I said, who's not? That is the dumbest reason to get a divorce that I've ever heard in my life. Amen? Because people like that are looking for somebody just like them. The problem is they don't even like who they are. So even if they married somebody just like them, they wouldn't like that either. Next thing I want to say is, well, let me see, what was the next thing on my list? I got it in order so I could behave this morning. Okay. Enjoy what you own. Huh? You know, we strive so hard to get stuff, and then half the time we don't even know where we put it. You can work so hard to buy a home and to decorate it right, and then if you're not careful, you can end up resenting it because you have to pay for it and clean it. Sometimes I walk around my house purposely and just look at it. And just think, I really like my house. I really like the way I've got it decorated. I like the paint on the walls. I like the view outside my window. And I'm suggesting that you actually take the time to do that. That you actually just stop rushing through every second of life to the point where you're just so frustrated all the time. Let's stop and take the time to actually take in what God has done for us in our lives. Let's be excited because we're going to heaven. Let's be excited because Jesus is coming soon. Amen.
Well, I've written a new book that I'm excited about that I think is going to help you even more with what we've been talking about today. And it's called 20 Ways to Make Every Day Better. And you've sent in some questions, and Ginger's going to be here to ask the questions, and we're going to hopefully answer them for you. So, you know, Ginger, I know that people's lives are not easy. So when we tell people all the time, you know, to enjoy your life, or you can enjoy your life, or enjoy the day, I don't ever want that to come across like we think lightly of their problems. I have problems, you have problems. So really, all the things that we ask people to do are things that we apply in our own lives.
Right. And I know that it's something that you've really learned firsthand. I mean, that's
right.
That's where it comes from, is from what God has taught you. So
exactly.
When you've gone through some real trying times in your life, have you seen God teach you how to take a day that where maybe you woke up thinking this is not going to be a good one, and have him teach you how to look at it differently?
Well, I just am still right at the tail end of being sick for almost 5 weeks with a head cold, flu, virus type thing, whatever it was. And you don't normally stay sick for that long with something like that, but I did.
And that's the worst when you're physically down?
And I felt really unusually bad. Well, I didn't enjoy that at all. But when I thought about it this morning, preparing to do this program, I thought, you know, I still did enjoy my life. Even though I didn't enjoy feeling bad, I still did enjoy my life. And I think that too many people, I was one of them, we get so convinced that if I have a bad circumstance, then it has to be a bad day. But it really doesn't. Because if anybody that's waiting to have all their circumstances good, to have a good day, you're going to live your whole life and miss out on a lot of days that could be good. It's more how we approach it. And I think that hope is a large part of enjoying any day. I mean, I think all the time about what the Apostle Peter said. He said, we're born again into an ever-living hope. And so the great thing is, I don't like feeling bad. I don't like having people give me trouble. I mean, there's a lot of things that I don't like, but I do like God. And I know that He loves me. And I know that in Him there's always hope. So, you know, first I thought, well, you know, I've got a cold lasts. You know, the worst part's 5 days. It'll be over in 10 days. Well, by the time I got to day 11 and I still felt just as bad as I did on day one, I went to urgent care, got some antibiotics, took all those, still wasn't any better. And so then I'm getting like, you know, I'm really getting fed up with this. But each day I would say, I believe I'm going to get better today. And each night I would say, Lord, I believe tomorrow I'm going to feel better. Well, of course, then when you don't, it's a little bit discouraging. But the bottom line is we have the privilege of never giving up. And it's not really our circumstances that defeat us. It's our mind.
Yeah.
It's how we think about things.
That's a really good point.
So.
Because there are some circumstances in our life that are not going to change.
Right.
Some things, and some of these questions that people are asking about
are,
well, let me just start with one that is such a difficult circumstance. Amber from Mount Vernon, Washington says, ever since my mom's suicide, I guess I have felt too hurt to let myself have good days.
Right.
How do I learn to trust God again?
Well, I think part of what she's dealing with is she probably almost feels guilty if she is going to enjoy her life. I know that, I mean, I've had similar instances where I've heard of some tragic thing that's happened to somebody that I know, and you pray for them and you empathize with them and you call to see if there's anything that you can do. And then I've felt the same way. It's like, well, no, you know, I'm not going to go out to lunch today, you know. You almost feel like you shouldn't have a good time. But that doesn't help anybody. And I don't think that that's how her mother would want her to handle her life. So first of all, to know that, you know, you can't, I think a lot of times we try to reason out something that's unreasonable. You know, it's unreasonable probably for her to understand why her mom ended her life that way.
Yeah, you can't make
and
sense out of it.
You can't make sense out of that. It's like, why? Why didn't we notice it? Well, you know, and getting into all the whys, all it does is just confuse you even more. And all I know, and I take this very seriously, John 10:10, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I came that you might have and enjoy your life and have it in abundance to the full until it overflows. So it's a decision that we have to make. And, you know, point one in my book, just one of the 20 ways that you can enjoy a day better, is to have a conversation with God about what's bothering you. I think a lot of times we just go around and be miserable and we forget to talk to God about it.
And be real about it.
Yeah, and don't even be real religious about how you approach it. Just have a conversation with God about it. And it's amazing
That's
the
great.
Things that you can get from God if you just talk things through with Him.
Because we're not saying don't grieve.
No.
I mean, that's completely different. But be real with God. Know that He is there. He's
right.
listening. He's a compassionate, loving God. And He does still have a hope
right.
for her future and even for this day.
And yeah, how she handles good. Her life now is affecting all the other people around her.
Yeah.
And so when we put our hope in God and we believe that He can take care of anything, then she's not being unfaithful to her mother by enjoying her life now.
Yeah. Here's another question. This comes from Christina. She says, I'm my biggest obstacle to a happy day. I need to find a positive way of thinking instead of being someone who soaks in the negativity and allows it to turn me into a black hole of unhappiness. How can I turn my days around and think differently?
Okay, well, I think that I have her answer. I believe that most of the time, when that's how we handle life, I think the root of the problem is how we feel about ourselves. Mm-hmm. And if you feel really bad about yourself, if you have shame, if you feel guilty, if you feel like a failure, you feel like you don't measure up, it may have come from childhood, it may have come from something in school, it may just be, you know, the devil aggravating you all the time. It's impossible to enjoy your life if you don't enjoy yourself. And the minute you started reading what she wrote in, I thought, this is somebody who needs to really value who they are in Christ. I don't like everything I do, but I have learned that I'm more than what I do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God cares more about me than He cares about what I do or even what I've done. And He knew that we were not perfect when He invited us into relationship with Him. None of us are a big surprise to God. And I think if she will really begin to value herself and receive the love of God and love herself in a balanced way, I have a feeling the rest of it will fall in line.
You've asked the question, if you could make the choice to make your day better, why wouldn't you?
Right.
So let's say Christina wakes up, something negative happens right away, or it's the first thing that she's thinking about. What choice is it that she needs to make to turn that day around?
Okay, well, the Bible says that we are to look away from all that will distract unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. So I have a whole Bible full of things that I can think about and thousands of promises from God. And we have so many things that have happened in our past that have been great, and we can have hope for the future. So let's just say something really bad happens, have a conversation with God. You know, Lord, that's upset me. That's hard. I don't like it, but I'm going to do what one of the other points says, which is dream big. And so I'm going to have a big dream today, God, that You are able to take care of this situation. And I believe, Jesus, that You died for me so I could enjoy my life, and I'm not going to let this situation ruin my day. I'll tell you what, we have to talk to ourselves.
Yeah.
People talk to themselves anyway, so they need to start saying something that's going
to
make
sense. So it's okay when we do that.
Yeah, but, you know, I have to do that. I say, come on, Joyce, don't let that get you down. You know God is good. Don't get all wrapped up in this one thing that's happened. And so I think that just focusing on the good things.
Good. All right, let's do another question. Leanna from Michigan says, I try to start my days off well, but the anger often takes over and overpowers a lot of what I had in mind. What can I do to move toward getting rid of that anger that's changing her day?
Well, I think that I'm pretty big on let's find the root of the problem, because I think so often there's a root source. Okay, so why is she angry every day? Is, like we talked about before, she angry at herself?
Well, she actually says in this one, and I didn't read this part, so I apologize, she's angry at her husband.
Okay, she's angry at her husband.
Yeah.
Well, if I were her, I would get my Bible, and I'd get a concordance, and today, really, you don't have to do that. You can get online and put in, show me scriptures about anger, or show me scriptures about forgiveness. And you just start thinking about those scriptures. You know, there's a lot of things that I do because I love Jesus, not because I feel like it.
Yeah.
I don't always forgive people because I feel like forgiving them. I do it because I know it's what God wants me to do this morning. Somebody said something that kind of offended me, kind of hurt my feelings. And it was somebody I love. I know they love me. So I'm on my treadmill doing my walk, and, you know, the enemy's annoying me with this, well, you know, they were making fun of you, or, you know, they this or that. And I just started doing exactly what I'm telling people. Love always believes the best. Love is not easily offended. Love covers a multitude of sins. And if people could understand the power in God's Word, a lot of times we just want things to kind of magically happen, but we don't do our part, the part that God has told us to do. Mm-hmm. And the Word of God is more powerful than a problem.
Yeah.
It definitely has the power to change us. It may not always change the day, but it changes us. And so, bottom line is, I mean, there's only one answer to her problem. You're either going to stay angry, or you're going to forgive the man.
And that's one of those things that can totally turn your day around.
That's right.
Is forgiving. Doesn't say it's easy. I mean, it doesn't say that it's going to happen instantaneously. But like you've said, making that choice to do it when you don't feel like
you're actually helping yourself when you do it. I mean, she can literally stop being unhappy if she'll make a decision to forgive him. I read something just yesterday that really impressed me. It said, God will never ask you to forgive somebody else for more than what he has forgiven you for.
Wow, yeah. Because we all have so much in our lives that God has to forgive us for.
And that helps me on a practical level.
Yeah.
That helps me if I think, okay, you know, what they did was wrong, but what have I done that's wrong? And God forgives me. And so I do it because Jesus paid such a terrible price for our salvation. And with his blood, he purchased our right to enjoy the life that God has given us.
And in the book, you give some just really nice little practical suggestions that are very useful for these big issues in our life, and also useful for just some of those annoying mornings, those days that didn't go like you wanted, but really helpful suggestions that will turn that day around.
Yeah, and
it's good to give to a friend.
I've got all my teaching notes from this. I don't know exactly how quick I could find all these points, but like, here's one. Be adventurous. Here's a good quote from Helen Keller. Life is either a great adventure or it's nothing at all. You know, one of the things, if you're having a really bad day, go take a walk. You know, go, if you like coffee, go get a nice cup of coffee. If there's somebody you enjoy that you know is more than likely going to cheer you up. You know, sometimes misery loves to be miserable. And if we're not careful, there are things we could do to make it better, but we just are kind of enjoying our misery.
Right.
And we don't want, honestly, to make it better. And so there's 20 different ways in this teaching that things that you can choose, do something for somebody else. It always gives me joy if I do something for somebody else. And boy, I tell you what, if you want to make the devil mad, you just go help somebody else when you don't feel like it, when somebody has hurt you. So I just think that people are going to really find a lot of really practical things in here that's going to help them. Invest in yourself. You know, some people are unhappy just because they never do anything for themselves. Oh, I can do without that. Oh, I don't need that. We got to be careful that we're not just buying into the right to have a martyr's attitude. You know, if somebody else is not doing something for you, then go do something for yourself.
Yeah.
So.
Well, thank you for answering our questions today.
All right. Well, 20 ways to make every day better. If there's 20 ways that you can make every day better, why not start doing it? You can get this book today for your gift to the ministry of any amount. That's how much we want you to have it. And we trust you to do your very best. Of course, we don't want you to send in the smallest amount you can. We want you to do the most that you can. Change does not have to be difficult. God can help us make simple, practical changes in our life. And so I pray that today you will have an amazing day. Even though you might be having some not so amazing circumstances, I pray that you will keep your eyes on Jesus and have an amazing day. God bless you.